Today's daf is Megillah Daf Hey. We are holding on the top of Daf Hey Amid Aleph. I believe that's what we're up to, that Amar Rav. So today the Gemara is going to discuss, first of all, a machlokas, if a person is reading Megillah Shelo Bizmana, because we had said that you can read Megillah as early as Yud Aleph Adar. So is that only read Bitzibur, or even a Yachid who's reading early would also read the Megillah? So that's going to be the first machlokas. Now we're going to have a Mishnah. It's going to teach us four separate halachos that don't seem to have much to do with each other. But one of those halachos is that on the list of things that we are maktim v'loma acher, that we push forward rather, that we push back rather than push forward, meaning that we push to an earlier date rather than push to a later date, is Tisha B'Av, and we're going to discuss why Tisha B'Av is Ma'achron v'lo Makdimin, rather we push back and not forward is Tisha B'Av, and we're going to discuss why Tisha B'Av and Chagiga and Hakel are on that list of items. Then the Gemara is going to give three shitos as to what the phrase, there's a phrase in the Brisa that Zman Chagiga Ma'achron. So we're going to have three explanations of what that phrase means. It's an extremely cryptic phrase. On Amud Beis, we're going to tell three hanhagos that Rebbe had that were somewhat interesting and worthy of discussion. One of them was that he did melacha on Purim, and the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why he was allowed to do melacha on Purim. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to get more into the gedarim of what's called mukaf choma. What if on one side you have water, so you don't have a wall because it's a natural boundary? So is that called a city that's mukaves choma? So let's begin with Amar Rav on the top of Daf Hey Amar Aleph. Amar Rav, Megillah Bizmana, Korona Safil Biyachid. When a person reads Megillah Bizmana, when the Megillah is being read at its proper time, so then it's read Afilu Biyachid. And even if you don't have a minion, you say the Megillah. But Shalom Bizmana, Ba'asara. If it's a Megillah being read, Shalom Bizmana, it's being read not at its proper time, then you dafka need a minion. Meaning if you're reading the Megillah early, you're reading on your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel, so then you can only do it with a minion. That is Rav's Shita. But Ravasi Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shalom Bizmana, Ba'asara. Ravasi disagrees. He says it doesn't make a difference whether it's Bizmana or Shalom Bizmana, you always need a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah, even if you're reading it early. As Rashi points out, doesn't mean that you wouldn't read it without a minion. What it means is mitzvah lachzor achar asara mishum persuminisa, that there's a maila that you should, that's worthy of inconveniencing yourself to try to achieve, to find a minion. Avalilo ishkach asara, but if you can't find 10 people, then lo, then lo maravasi dlo likri, Ravasi is not going to say not to read Megillah if you can't find a minion. There's no iser to read Megillah biyachid. It's just there's a mitzvah lekrosa ba'asara. So the whole machlokas between Rav and Ravasi is if you're reading Megillah early, how much trouble does one have to go through in order to be able to find a minion? Ravasi thinks a significant amount of trouble, and Rav thinks none at all. Just read biyachid, and Rav said Bizmana, how much trouble do you have to go through Bizmana in order to find a minion? Not Shalom Bizmana. Shalom Bizmana, you always have, according to everybody, you have to go through trouble to find a minion. Bizmana, Rav would say, you even read it biyachid and you have to go through so much trouble. And Ravasi says, even Bizmana, even when it's the right day, you have to go through trouble to try to find a minion. Hava uvda v'chosh le Rav lahad Ravasi. And there was a maisa, and Rav himself was choshesh for Shitas Ravasi, meaning he went out of his way to go to try to find a minion, even though it was Kriyas HaMegillah Bizmana. And so it would seem that if you have a machlokas Rav and Ravasi, and Rav himself did like Ravasi in the end, that the halacha would clearly be like Ravasi. However, Tosos on the top of here, Rav Uvd v'chosh le'lahad Rav lahad Ravasi, mikol makom hilchsa kavasei de Rav. He says, no, the halacha is like Rav. The Rabbi Yochanan is kavasei. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Perek sheni to kamar akari b'megillah, ksuv ben ksuvim, umasek ha-biyachid ha-betzibur, alma shekornos ha-biyachid. He discusses the possibility of being kore b'yachid when you're reading Megillah, bizmana, v'chein halacha, to Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. And even though Rav over here is Modet Ravasi, but since Rabbi Yochanan is not, and generally speaking, when you have a machlok as Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore we would pass like Rabbi Yochanan over here. The Kol Shkein Hachad, the Kaim B'chad Shitasa. But for sure over here, where that was Rav's original Shitasa, so Rav really agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. And aside from that, there's another klal in Psak that tells us to follow the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan over here. But Rav Asi talmid of Rav Hava. Rav Asi was a talmid, and ein halacha k'talmid b'makom harav. So you wouldn't paskin like a talmid against the Rebbe. So therefore, we would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over here, and not like we'd paskin like Rav over here, which aligns with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and not like the shita of Rav Asi. So the Gemara says further now on the fifth line, Umiya Marav Hachi. Does Rav really say this? From Rav Yehuda Bridger of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav Purim Shachalios B'Shabbes Erev Shabbos Zmanam. That when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Zman of Purim is Erev Shabbos. So what does that line mean? That's also a very cryptic line. It's not so clear what that means, that the Zman is Erev Shabbos. So Erev Zmanim Shabbos, but Shabbos Zmanim. What do you mean Erev Shabbos is the Zman? No, it's not. Shabbos is the Zman. Shabbos is Yodal. You said Purim fell out on Shabbos. How can you call Erev Shabbos Purim? So Elalav Hachikamar Shalo Bizmanim Kizmanim. No, what it means to say is that even though Friday is not Yodal, so it's not really the Zman of Purim, but we treat it like the Zman of Purim. Ma Zmanim Afilu Biyachid, Avshalo Bizmanim Afilu Biyachid. In the sense that, just like when you're reading the Megillah Bizman, you read it Afilu Biyachid, so too when you read it Shalo Bizman, you read it Afilu Biyachid. So over here you see that clearly not like Rav said originally. Rav said originally that Megillah Bizman, you read Biyachid, Shalo Bizman, you need Asara. And even when he was mother to Ravasi, that made it even worse that he always need Asara. Over here he's saying, Bein Bizman, Bein Shalo Bizman, you only need a Yachid, you don't need Asara, that you could be Kari Biyachid. So Rav, whichever way you want to understand Rav Lamaskana, it's against what he's saying over here. Says Marlo, we misunderstood what it means when we said that when Purim is Chal on Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos is Zmanim. What it means is Linin Mikra Megillah Ba'Asara. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, you need Asara. You need 10 people. That's not what Erev Shabbos Zmanim means. Elamai Erev Shabbos Zmanim. So what did Erev Shabbos Zmanim actually mean? Lafuke mid Rabbi just told us not to say like Rabbi. Damar hol v'nitcha yaros mimkom nitchul yom haknisa kamash mlan derev Shabbos manam hu. Rabbi was of the opinion that once the ayaros are not going to read on Yud Dalet Adar, we go all the way back to the yom haknisa instead of just pushing them one day earlier to erev Shabbos. Rabbi was of the opinion that they go back to Thursday. So that's what it means, erev Shabbos manam, that they read on erev Shabbos. They don't go all the way back to Thursday. That we don't hold like the shita of Rabbi, but it has nothing to do with being Kari B'Yachid or being Kari B'Asara, no connection whatsoever. Okay, new mission now. So this mission is going to teach us four independent halachas. Number one, Ezui Ir Gedola. What is the definition of an Ir Gedola? Kol Sheish B'Asara Batlanim Pachs Mikana Reza Kfar. Only if it has 10 Batlanim, 10 people who are designated to learn Torah all day in the Beis HaKnesses. Less than that, it's just a village. It is not an Ir Gedola. Halacha number two. Be'elu amru magdimin v'lo ma'achrin, aval zman atzei kohanim v'tishbav chagig v'hakel ma'achrin v'lo magdimin. Up until now, we've been speaking about pushing earlier, pushing a Yom Tov earlier. Like Purim, we said more makdim liyom haknisa. But when it comes to other things, like the days that we learned about in the end of Maseches Tainis, where there were certain families whose day it was to bring the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, or like Tisha B'Av, or Chagiga, or Hakel, if we can't do it on its proper day, we're ma'acher v'lo makdimin. We do it at a later day, and not at an earlier day. Rashi says, just like Tanis says, Tishma of Shechal B'Shabbos from Ma'achrin, it could also say Shivas B'Tamuz or Asar B'Teves, that's Chal B'Shabbos. Why does the Dafka have to say Tishbav? So he says, because Huchbul Ba'atzaros, that Tishbav had multiple tzaros, and everyone fasts on it, as opposed to the other tzomos, the other fast days, Ratu Mesanim, Ratu Ein Mesanim. We learned in Maseches Tainis that the other fast days are optional. Person wants to fast, he fasts. He doesn't want to fast, he doesn't fast. Here we are saying this year in Shivas B'Tamuz, and we're in Mineral Maseches Megillah. We're going to have Shivas B'Tamuz mentioned at least like three times on today's daf. So that counts as a daf yomi coincidence, even though it's really tomorrow's daf. But anyway, so Rashi's trying to refer to the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara asks on the Mishnah that says that for six different months we send out shluchim, on Nisan for Pesach, on Av for Tainis. So the Gemara says, well, why don't we send out shluchim for Chodesh Tamuz, so that everyone can know when Shivas B'Tamuz is, or for Chodesh Teves, so everyone can know the exact date of Asar B'Teves. So the Gemara says, because when the Malchim Kol Solom are not Gozer Gezeros. On Klal Yisrael, even if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, these other fast days are optional. They're Ratzu Mesanim, Ratzu Ein Mesanim. And therefore, we're not going to be Matriach the Shluchim to go out and let everybody know about these days for a day that's ultimately going to be optional. But Tishbav, since it's Huch Blubo Atzaros, there are five terrible things we just learned about in Maseches Tainis that happen on Tishbav. So you always have to send out the messengers. So that's the difference between Tishbav. That's why we give Tishbav as the example over here. But anyway, that's halacha number two, that these particular dates are pushed to a later date rather than pushed to an earlier date. Halacha number three of the Mishnah, Afal Bishomer Makdim and Vloma Achrin, Mutar and Basper Vatanis Matanus Levyonim. Even though we say that we make Megillah earlier and we don't make Megillah later, I mean, the point is we do read the Megillah earlier, but still the day that we read the Megillah is going to be Mutar Behesper Vatanis Matanus Levyonim, it's not going to become Purim. Amr Yehuda, Emesai fourth halacha, Emesai makom shenuchlas b'sheni b'chamishi, avam makom shenuchlas lo b'sheni v'lo b'chamishi, ein koronos al bizmana. The whole idea of being makdim liyom haknisa applies not only when you saw Shri Nal and Masa and Hashanim Kitikna and everything's going perfectly well for the Jewish people, but in any place where you have gathering on Monday and Thursday for the market day. So wherever you have that mitzius in place, that people get together on Monday and Thursday for the market day, so that's when we're makdim liyom haknisa. Otherwise, we would not be makdim liyom haknisa. Those are the four halachos of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana, asar batlanim shem beis haknesses. When we say that you need asar batlanim, it means asar batlanim in the Beis HaKnesses. Rashi explains over here, Asar Batalim, the first wide line, Shem Beis HaKnesses, Shem Betelim Mimlachtam, V'nizonim Mishal Tzibur. They don't do any work. They get supported by the Tzibur. Why? What's their role? K'dei Lios Mitzuyin B'tfila Beis HaKnesses, Dabim Mar Mesachs Brach, Skimin Shabach, Rosh Baruch, Beis HaKnesses, Reinim Atzah Shem Asar, V'chulei. That their role is to be there. The role is to be in Shul, so that when it comes time for Tfila, if Tfila is called for 8:30 sharp, there's got to be a minion there. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul and doesn't find a minion, he's exceedingly disappointed. He doesn't want to have to wait for the Shekhinah comes. The Shekhinah expects the presence of the Shekhinah to be encouraged and prepared for by the presence of a minion. So that's what these Asar Batlanim, they're in the Shul all day, they're learning all day, but their presence is there so that when it comes time for Tefillah, there will always be a minion. The Shekhinah will always be present. Now, if you have the Gemara and Brachos also says, you have Asar Yoshim and Oskim B'Torah, Torah is also an increased sense of Ashras Hashchina. Then it says Afilu Shlosha, Afilu Echad, Yoshev Osik, Afilu Shnayim, Afilu Echad, that's Yoshev Osik B'Torah. But the idea is that obviously a minion itself lends itself to Ashras Hashchina, but if that's their role, to create a sense of Ashras Hashchina, then you understand why they're learning all day, because the learning itself also creates a sense of Ashras Hashchina according to Chazal. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Be'elu Amr. So when it comes to Purim, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, we do it earlier, we never do it later. My taima, why is that so? Amar Rav Yavar, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, V'lo Yavar. Pasuk says V'lo Yavar, that it can't be any later. V'amar Rav Yavar, Amar Shmuel, Minayin She'in Monin, Yomim L'Shanim. How do I know that we don't count years by days? We don't count days toward the years. What does that mean, we don't count days toward the years? So Rashi says, for example, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to drink wine for the year, so he counts 12 months miyom liyom, and if he took the neder on Echad Nisan, he's usher until the next year's Echad B'Nisan. We don't say that, oh, a solar year is 365 days, so he should have to count exactly 365 days. No, we look at dates. We don't look at the years, we look at the date in terms of the month. What day of the month is it this year? So this day of the month next year, that year is going to be over. So how do I know that's true? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, L'cha Chadshei Hashana, which we learn, Chadashim Atamon L'Shanim, V'Atamon Yamim L'Shanim, that we count months toward the years, but we don't count days toward the years. And therefore, you just look at the calendar date in terms of the month and the day of the month, and that's how you determine when the year is up. Rabban de Kisri Mishum Rabbi Abba Amru, Minayin She'in Mechashvin Sha'os L'Chadashim. How do I know that we don't cheshbin the Sha'os into a cheshbin of a month, which means Rashi says a person says to his wife, "Hareze giteich, if I don't come back ad chodesh zeh," and the chodesh happened to have been chaser, it was only 29 days, and he came back after it got dark on day 29. So we don't say, "Oh, he's still within the chodesh; he's still within the 29 days." No, we say it's the calendar that calendar day 1 month later. That's a month later. So how do I know that? Shenamar ad chodesh yamin. Yamim at mechashiv lechadashim, yatim mechashiv shoos lechadashim. We count days toward months, but we don't count hours toward months. So you wouldn't go for the one lunar cycle. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for how we count the months in terms of the days that we count the months. Now, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, Pasuk says, "Upduyum ben chodesh tifte." So the Chachamim in the Mishnah Maseches Bechor, Staf Memtes, says that chodesh is miyom lamed aleph ve'elach. It has to be after the chodesh is up. So on day 31 and on, it's mitzvah liftosa, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that we're not poda bechor until day 31. But b'di'eved, the Shulchan Aruch discusses maybe we'll be a little more makel than day 31. The Bach is mechadesh that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, you don't need to wait until all 30 days pass. Once 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim pass, because that's the definition of a month, it's the child is already ra'ui for Pidyon HaBen. And he proves it from Yerayim, and that's what the Bach Paskins in the Tshuva as well. That's what the Shach writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, like the Bach. So the Machna Ephraim says, but wait a second, that's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says we don't count Sha'us L'Chadashim, that anything that's Tali in a din of Chodesh, you don't cheshbon how many hours it is and whether it's the exact number of hours for a month. No, the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, so it sounds like it's a din in Kala Tara Kula. It's not only a din in the Darim or Lashon B'nei Adam or a guy telling his wife. It sounds like it's a din in Kala Tara Kula. So by Pidyon HaBen also we should say that we're not mona sha'us l'chadashim. So that's the kasha the Machna Ephraim has. So he says according to the Shach and the Bach, you have to say like Rashi says in our sugya that the din is only by Misha Amar Li'ishto. Why does Rashi keep giving those examples of a guy happening to say to someone? I mean, he's the only halach in all of Torah that relates to a year, about a guy happening to take a neder for a year. There are other halachas that relate to years. There are Shemitah years. There are halachas of Batei Rechoma that relate to years. Is there? And the only halacha you can think of that relates to a month is a guy telling his wife, "I'll give you a get in a month from now," or "This should be a get if I don't come back in a month from now." No, why does Rashi give these examples that are all Lashon B'nei Adam? So it must be, says Machna Ephraim, that Rashi understood that these are not definitional about how we define month and year in Kala Tarukula. These are about Lashon B'nei Adam. That's all it's coming to Paskin, that we could assume that that's what a person means when people say things like this. The Truma Sadeshin writes in the Tshuva that we never do Pidyon B'Yom Lamed, and he says if Yom Lamed comes out on Erev Shabbos, then you would have to wait till Yom Lamed Beis, because we don't do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos, so you'd have to wait until the Sunday. And that's what's Paskin Shulchan Aruch, that we would then do the Pidyon on Sunday. Marshal also, that's what all the Poskim right. The Bach obviously would be cholik. He'd say, no, well, cheshbon, if you have the 29 days, 12 hours, etc., 793 chalakim, that would be good enough. But anyway, that's the machlokas haposkim, and it relates very much to the understanding of this Gemara. Further in the Gemara, the two dots, the fourth wide line, when it comes to the day of the Kohanim bringing their wood, and when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to Chagiga, when it comes to Hakel, we delay those days rather than making them earlier. So Tisha B'Av, the reason for Tisha B'Av is very simple. We're not interested in suffering pranos, so the more we could delay pranos, the better off we are. Chagiga v'hakel, mishum dakati lo matas man chivayu. When it comes to Chagiga and Hakel, the reason we delay and don't make it earlier is because the chiv doesn't begin yet. So if the chiv didn't begin, you just can't do it. You can't bring the carbon yet. Tana chagiga v'kolz man chagiga ma'achrin. So we learned in a brisa, not only do we delay chagiga, kol zman chagiga we're ma'acher. What does that mean? So bishlam chagiga di mikla b'shabbat ma'achrin lola basar shabbat. I get what it means to be ma'acher chagiga, that if it comes out on Shabbos, we would delay it till after Shabbos. That makes sense. That's what it means. El zman chagiga maihi. What does it mean we delay zman chagiga? So the Gemara is going to have three explanations of what it means that we delay zman chagiga. Explanation number one: Amr Rav Hoshaya hachi kamar chagiga b'Shabbos va'olas ri'ia afilu b'yom tov. Chagiga is on Shabbos, could be brought on Shabbos, and the olas ri'ia even on yom tov. The zman chagiga ma'achrin, because the zman chagiga we're ma'acher. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, afilu biyom tov tizman chagigahu. Let's see. Money beishamahi. This is assuming like the shita beishamai ditnan beishami omr mvin shlom biyom tov vein somchan alein, that you're allowed to bring carbon shlom on yontif. On yontif, you're only allowed to do malachos that relate to ochel nefesh. So he says carbon shlomim relates to ochel nefesh because the person is allowed to eat the carbon shlomim for 2 days and a night, but you don't do smicha on it. Avalo olos, and you can't bring carbon ola. Ubeisilomim mvin shlomim veolos besomchan alein. You're allowed to bring all of these things on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring a Shlom on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring Olos on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to do Smicha on them. That's what Beis Hillel says. So we see that we're assuming like the Shita of the Beis Shammai, because we said that you're allowed to bring Shalmei Chagiga, but Olas Re'iya we delay until Chol HaMoed. So it sounds like the Ola you would have to delay. Why? Because we don't bring the Ola on Yom Tov. So that's like the Shita of the Beis Shammai. That is not like the Shita of the Beis Hillel. That is one explanation of what this phrase means, that zman chagiga ma'achrin. Explanation number two: Rava Amar chagiga kol zman chagiga ma'achrin tfei lo. It's telling us the limit to how long you could be ma'acher, how long we can delay the karban. We can only delay the karban till the end of that yom tov. Once the zman chagiga is over, once that yom tov is over, so then it's too late to bring the karban. So that's what it's trying to tell me. Not when not the fact that you don't bring the karban bizman, but that when you're not bringing the karban on the first day, what's the latest day you could possibly bring it? Only till the end of yantif. Detanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Mishal Ochag b'yom tov rishon shel chag chogig v'holi chaskol regel kulam v'yom tov achron shel chag. Someone who didn't do chagiga in Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag does it for the whole rest of Yom Tov and Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. Avar haregel v'lo chag, eino chayv b'achriyus. So if the regel already passed and he didn't do the chagiga, so that's it. He missed his avar zmano batal kabano. He missed his opportunity, so he's not. He doesn't have to make it up. Third explanation of what it means that zman chagiga ma'achrin. Ravashi yamar chagiga v'kol zman chagiga ma'achrin. Va'afilu atzeres dechad yoma ma'achrin. That we can delay bringing the chagiga the entire zman chagiga, meaning any time that would have been ra'ui to bring a chagiga, even though it happens not to be Yom Tov anymore. Meaning, generally speaking, Yom Tov is a week. So generally speaking, you have a whole week to bring the Karban Chagiga. What about in Shavuos? Shavuos is only a day. Yet, you still have the whole week to be able to bring it. That's what it means, Zman Chagiga. That Zman Chagiga, the normal time limit that you would have for Chagiga, would apply even on a Yom Tov that's a shorter Yom Tov. Titnan, Modim Shemushchal, Atzeres Lios B'Shabbos, Sheyom Tovuach Achara Shabbos. That everyone would agree that if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, that the day of shechting the Karban would be after Shabbos. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Chagiga when Shavuos falls on Erev Shabbos, where Beis Shammai says that you shecht it after Shabbos. Beis Hillel says that Olos you're not makrav in Yom Tov, and therefore you can't. Beis Hillel says you don't have to wait to the what Rashi says over here. What's the machlokas? That Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Modim Atzeres Shechalios B'Shabbos B'Maseches Chagiga Nechlegu B'Atzeres Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos. There's a machlokas when Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos. B'Shamei Omrim Yom Tavuach Shel, and there's a Girsa issue over here, Shel Karbonos Atzeres Achara Shabbos, that the day of the Shechita is after Shabbos. Ubeis Shammai L'taymayu, and Beis Shammai is L'shitasam. Damri Olo Sein Makriv B'Yom Tov, because they say you can't bring the Karbanos Ola on Yom Tov. Hilchach Lo Yakriv Ad Achar Shabbos, so therefore you have to delay until Sunday. But Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tovach, meaning Ein Tzorech Lahamtin L'Yom Tovach. You don't have to wait for another day of Shechita. Shashlamim Ve'olos Kraven B'Yom Tov, because everything can be brought on Yom Tov. But everyone agrees that's that machlok is when Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos, but everyone agrees that when it falls out on Shabbos, so there's no Olas Riyah and Shalmei Chagiga that could be brought on Shabbos. So you have no other choice but to wait till Sunday. So you see that there's Tashlumin for Shavuos beyond the day of Shavuos itself. So that's what it means, that's what the phrase means, that when we say that Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. Good, those are the three opinions, what Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin means. Amar Rav Elazar, Rav Chanina. Three hanhagos that Rebbe did. Rebbe not on a tia b'purim. One thing he did is he planted trees on Purim. Number two, v'rachat b'krona shel tzipori b'shiva asar b'tamas. There we mentioned shiva asar b'tamas again, here on shiva asar b'tamas. He bathed in krona shel tzipori on the market day of tzipori on shiva asar b'tamas. He took a bath on shiva asar b'tamas. And number three, ubikesh lakra tisha b'av, he wanted to uproot tisha b'av and be mevatel tisha b'av v'lo hodla. But the chum weren't so excited about that. They didn't agree to the idea of being okay. So before we go any further, he bathed on Shavuos B'Tamuz, says in Krona Shel Tzipori, says Tosos, Lav Dafka B'Krona, El Klamer B'Farhes. It means that he did it publicly, where everyone knew what he was doing. Vim Tomer, Ma Yir Yalir Chotz, Afil Lechol Nami, Motu Ketanim Rosh Shana, Ein Tzarev, Ein Shalom, Ratzu Masan, Lo Ratzu Ein Masan. Presumably, the reason he was allowed to bathe on Shavuos B'Tamuz was that he was taking the option of not observing Shavuos B'Tamuz. Like we mentioned earlier, the Gemara Rosh Shana says that any of the fast days that are that, other than Tisha B'Av, in the time that we don't have a base of Migdash, but we also don't have terrible tsaros, we have the option. Ratzu Misan, Ratzu Misan. So Mistama, he was taking the option not to fast, and that's why he was bathing. So why does it say that he bathed? Say better. Say that he ate if he was taking the option not to fast. Right. So, what?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a good kasha. So it says tells us Yeshlomar the kibun the kiblu kvar avosenu al atzmam mistama gam him kiblu. Says mistama they were makabel that much to still be able to fast, and therefore he felt that he should still fast because they were makabel that much to do. I mean that's why we do what we do, right? We do bathe on Shavuos B'Tamuz, and we don't start the fast the night before because that's what we're makabel. Meaning we hold that it's all an issue of ratzu or lo ratzu. But once we were makabel to fast X amount of time, just during the daytime, so that's what we're bound to do, even though it's not a real Tainus Tzibur anymore. Now, next Tosos is very critical. Tosos has a few very interesting points, that he wanted to be Oker Tisha B'Av, and they weren't modded him. Frek Tosfos, what kind of Havamina? How could you even have a havamina that Rebbe wanted to completely get rid of Tishbav? Didn't we say that if someone who eats and drinks on Tishbav, we just learned in Masechus Tainus a few days ago, is never going to see the Necham of Yerushalayim? The rule is a Bezin cannot be Mvatel another Bezin's Psakim unless it's Gzeh. Unless it's greater than them in Chachma Minyan. So what, Rebbe held that he was a greater Beis Din in Chachma Minyan than the but he did in the times of the Nevi'im, that he's going to uproot Tisha B'Av. How could he possibly say such a thing? How could he possibly believe such a thing? So it says Tosos two answers. What Tosos means by each of the answers is a major discussion in the Achronim. First answer, he says, V'yeshlomar delo ratzala okro, ela mechumra shiyesh bo yosum shartanios. He didn't want to uproot it entirely. He only wanted to make it not more serious than the other fast days. That's all he wanted to do, but he wasn't interested in uprooting Tisha B'Av entirely. The Rav Moshe explains in Igros Moshe, Ebenezer Chelet Beis, Simon Test, that in the name of the Chachma Shlomo, of Shlomo Kluger, that if Beis Din is not Oker the Takana entirely, they're only Oker a portion of the Takana, then you don't need a Beis Din Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. The only time you need a Beis Din Gadol B'Chachma Minyan is if you can be Oker the Takana entirely. But if you're just making an adjustment to the Takana, and that's Tosis Teres, that he was keeping the fast, he was just making it less severe than what we observe Tisha B'Av as. And that's within his rights to do. But Rav Meisha rejects that. Rav Meisha says that can't be the case, because we already learned in this Masechta, in that Pesach Menal, the Gemara says, how can we make a Takana to have the B'nai Kfar read Megillah as early as Yer Aleph? I, Bezin, is not allowed to be Mbatal Devar Bezin Chavero. And if originally the Anshe Knesset Gedolah were Masakin Yudalit and Tezbav, no later Bezin should be authorized to move move that to Yud Aleph. Says Rav Moshe, isn't that just adjusting a takana? That's not uprooting a takana entirely. It's just an adjustment. And yet the Gemara was still bothered by that. The Gemara, before the Gemara came to the conclusion that it was all part of the plan of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the Gemara was bothered. How could any later Beis Din adjust the takana? So says Rav Moshe, that cannot be what Tosfos means. Tosfos clearly does not mean that you're allowed to adjust the takana. He says what Tosfos means is that all the chumras are not part of the takana's neviim. Meaning, the takana's neviim was to observe a fast day. The later batei din came and added those chumras, and the batei din that added those chumras are batei din that Rebbe was authorized to argue on. So it would turn out that based on what Tosfos said about that Rebbe bathed in Kronos Shel Tzipori, that it was Dafka Rechitza, that was because Shivas Batam and Tisha B'Av are both the same. By both of them, Rebbe was Mati Rechitza and was an Asr Achila. Meaning that attitude that Rebbe took in the top Tosfos that we just spoke about, him bathing on Shivas Batam, he would have done the same on Tisha B'Av because he had the right to uproot those elements of Tisha B'Av. Anyway, that's how Rav Moshe understands the first answer of Tosfos. Second answer of Tosfos, Inam Yesh Lomer Derotza La'akro Mitshi Ulukava Ba'asiri. He didn't want to get rid of Tisha B'Av, he wanted to move it a day later, Ta'asiri Ba'av. What would make him think to do that? We just learned that in Maseches Tainus also. Kadam Rabbi Yochanan, Nilu Avay Yasam, Kavati Ba'asiri. Rabbi Yochanan says if he was around when they were deciding when to make Tisha B'Av, he would have been Kovea Tisha B'Av on Asiri Ba'av. In the Hagos Mayim Chaim of the Pri Chadash, he explains what Tosfos means to say over here is that since he's not being mevatel the takana legamri, he's just moving the takana, he's just adjusting the takana. That's not called the bittul of Bezin Chavero. Meaning the same way the Cheshek Shlomo understood the first answer of Tosfos, that's how the Pri Chadash explains the second answer of Tosfos. What authorized him to do this? The fact that he's not being mevatel the takana entirely, he's only moving the takana a little bit. But the Pri Chadash points out that that's a very difficult explanation because of the same kasha that we raised with the previous Tosfos, with the previous answer of Tosfos, that the Gemara already said in Daf Beis that even adjusting the day of a takana is problematic. So there's a fascinating answer offered in the Kuntras Chanukah Megillah. It's a wonderful little sefer called Kuntras Chanukah Megillah from the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, where he has a beautiful lamdas on Purim and Chanukah. So in Kuntras Chanukah Megillah, he explains Tosfos in the name of the Brisker Rav as follows. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mamre in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph says that Beis Din Gadol that darshins ba'achas min amidos kafi shenir be'neim shadin kach. Beis Din studies the Torah and they use the midos shatoran drashes ben and they arrive at a psak halacha, and then another Beis Din comes up later on and says, no, we assess the halacha differently. We don't think the halacha is this way. We disagree with the halacha. So the later Beis Din is allowed to judge as they see fit. They call it like they see it. If they see the halacha differently, fine, they see the halacha differently. They don't have to follow the Beis Din of the previous generation. You only follow the Beis Din of your generation. Then in the next halacha, in Parak Beis Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, but if a Beis Din goes a gzeira or mesakin takana, and or they start a minag and it gains widespread acceptance, their takana or their minag or their gzeira, and then a later Beis Din wants to be mevatel the takana, wants to be mevatel the gzeira, now you need a Beis Din gadol b'chacham minyan. So you see from the Rambam that the din of ein Beis Din yachal vatel the Beis Din chavero has nothing to do with psak halacha. It's only on a gzeira or on a takana. So says the Brisker Rav, maybe we could say over here the takana that the Nevi'im were misakin and the Beis Din Rishonim were misakin is to have Tisha B'Av. When to have it? That was hora'a already. That was a psak halacha. The takana is to have a day called Tisha B'Av. It's to have a fast day called Tisha B'Av. What day exactly to have it? Not I wouldn't call it Tisha B'Av. To have a day that's called Samar Ravi, Samar Chamishi, whatever. To have the fast days in the month of Av. To have a fast day in the month of Av. What day to have it? That would be a psak halacha. Psak halacha, Rebbe is fully authorized to disagree in psak halacha. Okay, so those are the three anhagos that Rebbe had back in the Gemara. Amr lefan of Rabbi Abba, third line. Amr lefan of Rabbi Abba, as if the Rebbe lo kachlo yemaisa lebetishav of shachalios b'shabes hava udechinu lachra shabes. No, that's not what happened. Rebbe wasn't canceling Tisha B'Av. It was Tisha B'Av that fell on Shabbos, and he pushed it till after Shabbos. V'amar Rebbe, hol v'nidche yidche. So Rebbe said, well, once we're pushing it, we might as well push it and not observe Tisha B'Av this year. That's all he was saying. He wasn't saying to cancel Tisha B'Av forever. He was just saying, once everyone's agreeing that we're not going to observe Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av, we might as well observe it. We might as well not observe it at all this year.
That goes against Tosfos' second answer, right? Just because he's saying, meaning if it was Docha, that'd be now on the 10th.
Well, you wouldn't. The Tosis, both of Tosis answer only within the framework of Tosis Kasha, which is according to the Havamina that Rebbe entirely agreed. Yeah. So below Hoduchavim, Kariyale Tov Mashnayim Mina Echad, and they said about him that Tov Mashnayim Mina Echad, that it's better, that's better two than one. Meaning it's a good thing that they taught me the MS. Had I not, meaning if I'm learning alone, so I would make my mistake and I would be stuck in my mistake. But now that I have other people to talk and learning with, right. So they're able to correct me. Okay. V'Rebbe Heichi Natan Atiyah B'Purim V'Atani Rav Yosef Simcha Mishtav Yom Tov. How is Rebbe allowed to plan things on Purim? Didn't Rav Yosef dash on the pasuk that the day of Purim Simcha Mishtav Yom Tov means Simcha Malami Shasurim Behesped teaches us that you're not allowed to have a hesped on Purim. Mishta Malami Shasur B'Tainus Mishta tells me you're not allowed to fast on Purim. The Yom Tov Malami Shasur B'Asiyas Malacha, and Yom Tov tells me you're not allowed to do Malacha. So how is Rebbe doing Malacha? El Rebbe Barar Beisar Hava V'Chinata V'Chameisar Nata. Rebbe was a 14 a Yudalad Adar Jew. He lived in a city that's supposed to celebrate Yudalad Adar, and he planted on the 15th day of Adar, so that's why it was okay. Is that really so? Any Rebbe Bitveri Hava Utveri Makabskom Yeshua Ben Nun Havai. Rebbe was in Tveria. Tveria was surrounded by a wall from this Yeshua Ben Nun. So that wouldn't solve anything to say that Rebbe was planting on the 15th. The 15th is a problem for Rebbe as well. So before we go any further and we give three different terutzim for why Rebbe was allowed to do malacha on Purim. There's an interesting ha'ara over here in the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomo, the summary and collection of Rav Shlomo Kluger's Tshuvas. It's called Ha'elef L'Chashlomo because they took 1,000 of Rav Shlomo Kluger's Tshuvas and they summarized it. He didn't write it. He wrote real Tshuvas. He wrote long Tshuvas. And someone realized they're too long. No one's going to read them. So they summarized them and came out of Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomo. So in Simen Nun Tes and Ha'elef L'Chashlomo, he talks about a chasen during Shivas Yimei Hamishta, during Sheva Brachas week, if he's allowed to fast. Is he allowed to be Mekabel Tainus during Sheva Brachas week, whether it be Mekabel Tainus Stam because he wants to be Mekabel Tainus, whether it be for a yard site. So he proves from our sugya that he's allowed to fast during Shiv Simei Mishta, because the Gemara darshan from Psukim about Purim that Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. What do we darshan? From the word Simcha we say you're not allowed to have a hesped. So Simcha only precludes hesped. Mishta precludes fasting. We learn that you're not allowed to fast. But Simcha only precludes Hesped. We call it Shivas Yimei Mishta, but that's just the name that we call it. There's no Chiyuv Mishta in Shivas Yimei Mishta. The Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Simcha. That's the whole Chiyuv. It's purely a Chiyuv of Simcha. So if it's a Chiyuv of Simcha, it doesn't preclude fasting. He'd be allowed to fast. That's what Shlomo Kluger's Raya, that a Chasm would be allowed to fast during the Shivas Yimei Mishta. In the Pnei Yeshua, in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, important to know, the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua was not authored by the Pnei Yeshua. It was authored by his grandfather, and the Pnei Yeshua, the more famous Pnei Yeshua, took the name from the Zayda. He took the name Pnei Yeshua from his grandfather Sefer. But in the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua, it paskins that it's usher for a chassan during Shivas Yimei Mishta to fast on the yard site of his father, because he does have a din of Mishta, apparently. But anyway, that's the writer Shlomo Kluger brings from our Gemara. But back in our Gemara now, the question is, how is Rava allowed to do malacha on Purim? So the Gemara says, Ela Rebbe, how is Rebbe rather allowed to do malacha on Purim? So answer number one, Ela Rebbe bar chames Rava v'chinata bar besar hava. Rebbe really lived in Tveria, which was a walled city, and he planted on the 14th of Adar. He planted on the day before his Purim. So frak the Gemara, mi pshitulei di Tveria b'kavs chom mosu shubinuna v'chiskia kari b'tveria bar besar b'chamesar. Are you sure, just parenthetically, are we sure Tveria was surrounded by a wall from this Yeshua ben Nun? Chiskia read in Tveria on both the 14th and the 15th, because he wasn't sure whether it was Mekavs Chom Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun. So why are we so certain that it was? So it says, well, Chizkiah Masafkalei LeRebbe Pshitalei. Yeah, Chizkiah wasn't sure. Rebbe was sure. Rebbe was absolutely certain that it was Mekavs Chom Yosef Yeshua Ben Nun. So V'chi Pshitalei Mishari. But still, even if he was sure about it, is it still Mutter? V'aksibim Megillas Tainus says Yom Arba Asar V'Yom Chamisha Asar Yom Yipurayi Inun. The Megillas Tainus says that the 14th and 15th day of Adar are the days of Purim. The lo lemispud b'hun, we're not allowed to say hasbid v'amar rav lo nitzchel lesser shal zebezeh v'shal zebezeh. Now why does it refer to them as the days of Purim? To tell me that what's asr on one of the days is asr on the other day, and what's asr on the other day is asr, meaning both days are asr in all of the normal activities that you would do on Purim. So how can you tell me that Rebbe was allowed to do malacha on Yodalid just because he lived in Tveria, which was Mekavis Chomim, Mimos Yishu Ben Nun. So it says, well, no, Hani Mili Vespin of Tainis, Av Melacha Yom Echad Vesulo. That which we say, that it's what's Asra on one day is Asra on the other day, is only when it comes to Aspen and Tainis. When it comes to Melacha, it is only your one day where you're not allowed to do Melacha, but the other day you are allowed to do Melacha. Frankly, Mara Eini, Varav, Chazilu, Gavridav, Kashadi, Kisna, Bepuraya, Velati, Velot, Samach, Kisne, Rav saw someone that was planting flax on Purim, and he cursed him, and because of that, the flax didn't grow. So says Mar Hasan Bar Yomahava. No, that was actually his day of Purim. That's why he cursed him, because it was his. It wasn't the other day. It was his actual day of celebrating Purim. So that's all answer number one. What was Rebbe thinking in doing Malacha on Purim? Answer number one is, he wasn't doing Malacha on his Purim. He was doing Malacha on the other Purim. He celebrated on Tezvav. He was doing Malacha on Yudalit. The only thing that's usher for him to do on Yudalit is Hespid and Tainis, but Malacha is totally fine. Answer number two, Rabba Berei de Rabba Amar Afilu Teima Biyomei. You could even say that Rebbe was doing it on his own Purim. Hespid and Tainis Kabilu Alayim, Malacha Lo Kabilu Alayim. It could be they were Mekabel the Isser of Hespid and Tainis, but they were never mekabel in the Isra Malacha in Purim. Demei Karaksiv, it says originally in the pasuk Simcha Mishta V'Yom Tov, that is the day of Simcha Mishta and Yom Tov, Ulbasov Ksiv, Lasos Osam Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Then it says they made them into days of Mishta and Simcha, but notice what's missing. V'Li Yom Tov Lo Ksiv, it doesn't say a word about it being a day of Yom Tov. So frankly, Mar, yeah, but if that's the case, Vel Rav, my time Elati Alehu Gavra, then why did Rav curse that guy who was doing Malacha on Purim? Because they had a minhag in that place that they didn't do malacha on Purim, and whenever that's the minhag, you're supposed to follow the minhag. In Rebbe's place, they didn't have any such minhag. So initially, the Gemara is telling us something unbelievable. They wanted to set up Purim as a full-fledged yantu for the Nisr Malacha. It didn't take. Didn't work. People weren't mekabel it. They liked the idea of the mishnah. They liked the idea of the party and the eating and the drinking. So everyone bought into that. Everyone did that. So that took, and that's what stuck with us throughout all the years. Rav Shechter points out in Be'ikvatzon in Pedrash Yudches in the footnote that the pashtus of this gemara is that we can't be gozer gzera al tzibur unless the tzibur is yechon lamabba, and it's not just by gzeros, by takanas rabban. Also, you need a skamas and kabbalas at tzibur, and if the tzibur was not mekabel it, like by the sisa malacha, mele the gzera doesn't work. However, he points out the Nesivus in his in his commentary, Megillus Esther, understands it differently. The Nesivus understands, he has a yisod that Rav Shechter is very fond of saying, that when do we have a right to be to make a new Yom Tov? Who gives us the right to make a new Yom Tov? Megillus Tainus is Batla. We're going to go make new Yom Tovim. So the Nesivus says, the right of Chazal or anyone or any Rabbanim to make a new Yom Tov is limited to those days that represent Aschalta de Geula. If something happens that is the beginning of Geula, then they have Rishus to be Kovei Yom Tov. So the Nesiva says, originally they were certain as the Purim story happened that that was going to be the Geula. That was going to be Aschalta de Geula, so they were Kovei Yom Tov. But then they saw that it wasn't working out that way. Ahasuerus was still king. It wasn't happening. The Geula wasn't happening. So they realized that it was not Aschalta de Geula. And Mela, they had to get rid of the Yom Tov part. They could still make Mishnah V'Simcha, but they had to get rid of the Yom Tov part. That's how the Nesivus understands it. Rav Shechter didn't think that that was correct. Rav Shechter didn't like that part of the Nesivus. He said, yeah, it's true. You need Aschalta de Geula to be Koveya Yom Tov. But Koveya Yom Tov doesn't mean Nisra Malacha. Koveya Yom Tov means anything. To be Koveya, any special day on the calendar, you need it to be Aschalta de Geula. So he says, Pashtus is, they were Koveya the Yom Tov because it was Lichora Aschalta de Geula. They don't have to prove to be historically correct. If the Chacham of that generation get together and say, Lichora, this is Aschalta de Geula, even though they can't be Nevi'im to know for sure, that's enough to be Koveya Yom Tov. And that Yom Tov could actually stick. As Rav Shach discusses in the context of Yom HaTzmud, do we have any right to declare a day of Yom HaTzmud, a day of celebration? So he says, if Rabbanim would get together and decide that Hakamas HaMedina is at least L'chora Aschalta de Geula, which one can make a very strong argument that it's at least L'chora Aschalta de Geula, that would be enough of a reason. They would have the right to be Koveya Yom Tov, not a Chiyuv, but the right to be Koveya Yom Tov. Yeah?
What do you say is like the trial run for whether or not a malacha, like let's say the Isra malacha, didn't they have that by Shabbos also about warming up the Gzeiras Balanim or something like that?
Yeah, so how long do you have to wait to see if it takes? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how long. Sounds like this was a year. It was the next year already. Right. They weren't doing they didn't accept.
But it's only like a day though. I mean, it's not really a year. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
I mean, for Shabbos you have
right.
X amount of Shabbos. Like,
right, okay. Right. That's true. Exactly. So the Gemara says, third answer, what was Rebbe thinking when he did Malacha? Really, we do have we are knowing this Malacha, and they were always knowing it. Rebbe Natiya Shal Simcha Nata. It was a different type of Natiya. He was planting a Natiya Shal Simcha. So someone asked me today, why is it that we do Malacha on Purim? What happened to the Yisra Malacha? So the Geder, even if there is an Yisra Malacha, the Geder is not Malacha Shabbos. It's not that you're not doing Malacha Shabbos. You're not doing Natiya Shal Simcha on Shabbos either, right? But it means a kind of malacha that will be a hesach hadas from the simchas hayom. So it's kind of malacha that will take you away from the simchas hayom. But this was an atir shal simcha, so it fit very well with the theme of the day. Yeah?
Didn't the second answer just answer the question that you asked before, that we took away the yontif status of it already? Is that halacha nowadays also?
So that's the question how to paskin over here. Do we still have the yisra malacha? But this third answer is assuming that we do have the Yisra Malacha.
Oh, it was back then.
It's going back. So Kiditnan, like the Mishnah says, Avru Elev Lo Nenu, if those days pass and they weren't yet answered, meaning all the fast days that we spoke about in Tainus, Mim Matin Masa Mata Minyan Mintio Be Erisin Nisuin. So we limit the Masa Matan and building and planting and Erisin Nisuin. Vitana Allah Binyan Shal Simcha. What does it mean we don't do Binyan? It means we don't do Binyan Shal Simcha. Nitiya Shal Simcha. What is the definition of those terms? Ezu Binyan Shal Simcha. A binyan shel simcha, someone who builds a wedding hall for his son. Ezuin natiya shel simcha, what's a planting of simcha? Zeanotea aborniki shel malachim, someone who plants a garden for the kings. So that's considered a natiya shel simcha. Now Tosfos over here points out, and this we mentioned the other day, that when we say mimatin, Tosfos says ratzolomer shelo yusasim klal. When it says mimatin, means they wouldn't have any sort of simcha at all. And he says that's and therefore the Achronim point out, probably you'd say the same thing, that mishenichnas av mimatin b'simcha doesn't mean that we still have simcha, just less. It means that we don't do any simcha related matters. So that's what the word mimatin means, often mistranslated. Gufa chizkia kari b'tzvari barbesar ubechamesar misafkalei mekafs chomim yosu shubinun hiyilav. Chizkia read on the 14th and the 15th because he wasn't sure whether it was mekafs choma from Yoshua benun or not. Frakim marmi misafkalei milsa d'tzvari avaksiv v'ari miftzar hatsidim tzer v'chamas rakas v'chinares v'kaimelan Rakazu Tveria. We learned that Tveria was a fortified city, so doesn't that tell us that Tveria was Mukefes Choma? So he said, "Hanatam the Musafkalim, Mishum Dechad Gisa Shor Diyama Havas." No, he wasn't sure because one side had the sea on it, so it was protected on walls on any exposed side, but the other side was protected by the sea. So Yachem Ma Musafkalim Vaday Lav Chomahi Tetanya Shalom Choma V'lo Shor Yiger Saviv Prat LeTveria Sheyama Chomasa. When it comes to Batei Ori Choma, we said that Tveria doesn't count because the Yam is one of the chumas that doesn't count as having a wall. So why was he? Why do we assume that he had any suffix? Why should he have any suffix? Says Marlin Batei Ori Choma Lama Safkalei. Whether it counts as a walled city for the halach of Batei Ori Choma, he didn't have any suffix. Kikam Safkalei Lin Mikra Megillah. His only suffix was about Mikra Megillah. My prazim, my mukafin, dechsivi gabi Mikra Megillah. What is the definition of prazim mukafin when it comes to Mikra Megillah? Mishum Dahani Miglu Vahani Lo Miglu Vahnami Megalia. Is it whatever is exposed? Whatever is open, and this is also open on one side, or is it based on what's protected? And since this has the sea on one side, it is very well protected, it just happens to be open on that side. That's why he wasn't sure. Now we see already twice in this Gemara that when someone was mesupik about whether his city was mekafes chomim yosu shubanun or not, he read on both days. The Ramban and the Ran both write that's not the halacha. That was the midas chasidus. Halacha is savik drabban lekula. Savik drabban lekula. So what would you say? Don't read at all. Savik drabban lekula yudal. Savik drabban lekula tesvav. Don't read at all. No, says Ramban and Ran, you would read yudalid only. Because of Savit Rabban Lekulu, because you can't not read it all, because then you know you're being okay to Takana Lagamri, you're doing something definitely wrong, so you got to read only Yudalit. Why Dafka only Yudalit? So the Mishnah Melech explains that the Ran's Shita is whatever the first one is. You do the first one. That's why whenever you have such a suffix. The Gra says better, he says different. He says, no, you know why you read Yudalit? Because if you're really in a walled city, you're Yotze when you read Yudalit. If you're really in a Yudalit city, you're not Yotze if you read Tezvav. So it's a safer bet to read on Yudal. That's how the Gra understands. But this is not the halacha to read on both. The halacha, the Rishonim will point out, is to read Dafka Yudalit and not Tezvav. Okay, we'll stop there.